All right, everyone. I know that we were going to be taking a look some more at some of these skills that we can put into play in order to continue to develop as leaders, but I have a special guest in the studio, special guest in the house. He is Representative Prince. It must have been about a good 10, 12 years since.
Now, get out.
Not quite that long, but it's good seeing you again. It's good seeing you. How have you been?
Hey, better than I deserve, man. Things are going well. They're busy, but again, things are going well. We've been blessed, and we're just trying to do what we can in the state of Georgia while we're in the General Assembly to continue not just to bless the state, but we want to focus on what we can do to help bless Augusta, Georgia, and the CSRA. So that's what we're doing. We're working hard, and you know, things aren't moving as fast sometimes as we think they are. But then again, if you look at Augusta and what's happening here over the next last, I would say, year and a half, we've done a lot. A lot of folks just they realize it, but just don't know who has a play in it. But and we as legislators, some of us try to just to, you know, let things happen and help make things happen, I guess. And then don't worry about the credit. The credit is not what it's about. It's about actually bringing the goods home. And as long as they're delivered, I think the citizens will be fine.
You know, you mentioned not only the state level, but the local level. So I guess we'll do this. We'll make this political science 101. And share with us the relation between our state legislature and our local government, our city, our county, and what impact that the state legislature can have on that.
Well, I tell you, Carl, that's a great question, because I tell you, I get a call every time. Well, I can say every time, but a lot of times I'm out and about around the CSRA doing different things, and I get pulled over. You know, somebody said, "Hey, man, what's going on in D.C.? When are you going back up to D.C.? You got to help straighten things out." And you know, I have to laugh, because they don't understand. A lot of folks don't understand that we're in Atlanta as a Georgia state representative. So our focus is more on the state level. Again, we do the federal stuff. Definitely affects us. You know, with the health care, these tax spend, these new tax bills coming out, things like that. But our focus is on the state of Georgia. And I like to tell everybody, as well as the local legislators, the local administrators and things, that my job, or our job as state legislators, is to enable you to do your job better at the local level. So whatever the state can do for you, whether it's relaxing regulations or adding regulations, and we call it legislation sometimes, bringing, you know, resources that the state has to this area to improve the area. That's our job, is to sort of go up there and sort of fight for what's best for our school districts, what's best for our school districts, what's best for our local government. And I had to do it twice, in a sense that I represent not just Richmond County, but I represent Jefferson County as well, which is a rural area. Yeah. And they have different issues than Richmond County. So, the main thing is that the difference is we focus on the things that affects the entire state. We don't handle your gas. We don't handle your trash. We don't handle, you know, things like that being picked up. But when you talk about gas rates, you talk about Georgia Power and the utilities rates and things like that. We do have a focus over that, and so we try to make sure that those things are properly proportioned out, and as well as the prices are, you know, sort of right, so that consumers can actually afford these things.
Gotcha. So there's definitely a direct connection between our state legislature and our local government, the citizens of the local area. Well, that said, whether it has direct impact, and I guess it would, what are some of the major issues that Georgia State Legislature is working on now?
Well, I tell you, the first thing and the only thing that we are required to do by state statute is to the state constitution is to pass a balanced budget. And we're actually in the middle of that right now. I've been blessed to be last year and a half to be on the Appropriations Committee. And my focus is mainly general government. That's the DNRs, the Internal Revenue guys, and things like that. So we sort of look at their schedules to Department of Driver Services. We looked at their budgets and sort of, that's the subcommittee I'm on. But again, our only focus, our main focus, and the only thing that we are required to do is pass a balanced budget. Now, there are a lot of other things that are going on in the state capitol that that we're focused on, i.e. healthcare. As a Democratic Party, that's part of our agenda, expanding Medicaid. I know we haven't taken advantage of that as a state, but we're not going to stop fighting for it, because that is what it's all about, is making sure that everyone can have affordable health care. That's one of the things. Another thing, again, is to try to continue the economic development down here in Augusta. The cyber community is here in Augusta. The cyber command is coming for the Army. We've been blessed by the governor, as well as you know, some of the local folks here, to get the cyber training innovation center here. And not just one building, but we have two buildings going up. And a lot of times, you know, as state legislators, we don't get credit for that. You know, not that we look for credit, but, you know, we do have a hand or so in that, because that's where the budget. And this is not those funds that are coming down, almost $120 million, are not in the budget. These is funds that we found somewhere throughout the state, and the governor said this is where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. And if you can go downtown and you can see how fast these buildings are going up. Skyscrapers in Augusta, who would have thought, you know? But it's happening. It's so happening. A lot going on. There's a lot going on.
And it's exciting.
Very exciting. I tell you, we're also looking at the education system. Dr. Pringle and her crew there, and Dr. Molly Howard in Jefferson County, they're doing a great job in improving the schools. We know we're not where we need to be. We know that. But we're putting the pieces in place, and then now we're starting to see the fruition of that, because it's not an overnight change.
And Representative Prince, I tell you, I was just talking with Dr. Dorothy B. Gandy just yesterday, and she talked about how she is from the public school system. It's just so encouraging as we listen to people all across the country who talk about their roots, and so many people came through the public school system. I think it's worth salvaging and bolstering.
And I agree. I mean, of course, I'm a product of the Richmond County Public School System.
Me too.
You know, at Glen Hills High School.
Yes, sir.
And but you know, it's all about, you know, making sure our future, which are our children, can have the proper education and the skill set, so that we don't have to worry about them going to jail. We don't have to worry about them getting on social assistance. That we can educate them, they can train them, so that they can get out and do and just continue to, you know, make Augusta, not just Augusta proud, but make the United States proud.
Yes, sir. And because I truly believe too that it would be so great for us to, as we're trying to make Augusta proud, make all of Augusta beautiful
great.
And proud. So one final point as we close out on this Power Friday.
Well, listen, I tell you, please, please, if you contact your state representatives, your state senator, please, you have to engage us. We don't have all the good ideas. We need your feedback. We need you to come up to the Capitol sometime. Show your face. Let us know you're there. We'll show you around. But we need some feedback from you onto what we can do better at the state level to help improve each and every life here in the UCSRA.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you so much for visiting, and thank you so much for that word, letting the people know you want us to be actively engaged.
Engage.
I love it.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, everybody, please follow through on what State Representative Prince just shared with us. That may be one great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you.